Today is Monday, the 1st of July. MLA Roger Spink gives his thoughts on recent communication issues in the islands.
The surprise announcement that came out earlier on in this week that FIG's got its own Starlink dish installed on the IT department. There has been a statement released, and it does outline the reasons that this is a test for FIG's internet capabilities and installations in the future, and also that FIG, you know, doesn't need a license. The communications ordinance doesn't really kind of apply to FIG and some other governmental organisations such as South Georgia and British Forces. But with the current climate, is it a good look?
Well, I think, number one, it means that there's a Starlink dish which is being operated within government. So I think Starlink users can actually take some heart from that is being operated there. I think as far as my view on Starlink, I think, you know, in 2016 I campaigned for people to be able to self-provide without a charge. That, unfortunately, wasn't the decision of the day. The petition is coming in fairly shortly. I've been working with people to look at how we take that petition forwards to the Legislative Assembly. Then perhaps we have a select committee afterwards. And we need to try and make some progress on this within the islands. So I've had quite a few discussions this week to try and move things forward for individuals in the islands. We need to look at what's changed since the decision was made in 2016. The petition is quite compelling. That's what the public need and want. But I think we also need to look at what else has changed. We're giving Shore a massive subsidy now for broadband in the islands, whereas there wasn't a subsidy for them back in 2016. And I think I'm looking through all the reasons why we as an assembly should, I think, put ourselves in a position to be able to change those rules and laws. So I think we need to look at how that comes out in the select committee. But I think as part of that select committee process, we need to hear all sides of the argument as well. So I'm sure we'll be inviting the provider Shore along to hear their views on it as well.
So are you saying that FIG having a Starlink dish or their own kind of internet capabilities is indicative of how the future is moving?
Well, my view is my view is we can't allow the sole provider to hold up progress in the Falklands. I've been to the HMSC where they have problems, or they were having problems getting people to tender for the patient record system. The patient record system is clearly not fit for purpose in the modern world. We need to update things like that. We need things in the education department, etc. And as I understand it, the OneWeb system, if it ever gets up and running, that may not be able to provide what we need. So we need to have this trial so that we can move the workings of government forwards. And I'm sure many people in the private sector will be echoing what I've just said about their businesses and their ability to access the internet. So I look at it as being a positive move, and I hope that we can make real progress on other people being able to self-provide where necessary, where the sole provider in the islands has failed to deliver.
You know, is this FIG saying that the communications that the sole provider can't supply what it needs?
I think that is the speeds, etc. As I understand it, they are not able to supply those, yes.
When it comes to the issues of the internet for everyone else who doesn't manage to have, their own VSAT license, the chief executive did issue a statement about a month ago now reminding Shure of its obligations under the contract. But these issues are still persisting throughout the tail end of this month, with another 10% added for July and 10% and extra data added for June.
Yeah, and
is the regulator now investigating this more thoroughly, all this months of disruption?
The regulator should be. He's independent, obviously, of government, but the regulator should be. I've also asked officers to look at the contract that the government has with Shore for the provision, which is part of this subsidy. There is a contract there, and officers should be reporting back to us as to what levers we have in that area. And I think we need to see some progress. I think that the compensation was paltry. I think Shore gave the compensation on the basis of what was the least cost to them, mm-hmm. not actually the most benefit to all their customers. Most customers actually tailor their package to the amount of data that they use in a month. So actually a 10% increase in data is of little use to the vast majority of their customers, I'm sure. And so really, you know, if they were really interested in looking after their customers, they probably would have given them a monetary compensation. But of course, that would cost them more than actually just giving them extra data, which they may not even have had to up the satellite link out of the islands. There may be absolutely minimal cost for them to do that. So, I don't think that was the way in which a company that really wanted to look after their customers should have behaved.
And is this something that MLAs have brought up to Shure?
We have written a letter to Shure. And I've made my feelings very clear to them.
It'll be interesting to know. Well, if anything does come out from looking through that contract, will anything be made public about that?
I'm not sure whether what is able to be made public. I think it should be as public as possible. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, we are bound by the legalities of that.
Mm. And speaking about public, the EXCO paper, the EXCO decision to allow the license for the IT department of the Starlink in the first place, it's a closed paper. And why does that have to be closed?
Well, actually, thank you very much for giving me advance notice of this. I've actually asked that question, and I think we are looking at whether or not we can actually publish that as to the fullest extent possible. You know, and in there, it gives details like how much the government is paying every month for broadband. And I think the government is paying in the region of in excess of £350,000 a month to Shore as a provider for broadband. That hasn't changed.
A month or a year?
A month would be rather a lot, but it's about 30,000 a month. Yes.
That doesn't even include the subsidy that FIG gives as well.
No, on top of that. So you know, I mean, the provider is not being affected by us undertaking this trial.
And it would be good for transparency for people to see the reasons. I know that there was a statement released, but to see the full reasons and the full plan for being able to test this new technology.
Absolutely, yes.
Don't understand why it has to be closed.
It's for the benefit of the people of the Falklands. So, you know, I don't understand why it should be closed. And we've asked officers to look through it. There may be some stuff that is in there that needs to be redacted. Oh. But if there is, then it should be redacted. But the majority should be made public.
And everyone knows the cost of Starlink. You can go online and see the cost, so it's not even as though it's a contractual confidentiality.
No, and that certainly shouldn't probably be, but it may be redacted in there. But you can work out how much we're paying per annum. It's quite a small sum because we didn't even need to vote any more money for it.
And I take it that the director, because it's below that amount, the director of the IT department has discretion for that kind of spend?
I think I think because of the nature of this particular thing, I think it came to EXCO mm-hmm. to be approved. I think he's just been told that you can accommodate that within your existing budget, because at the end of the year, as you know, we have underspends in lots of departments, and it's at a level that he can accommodate from within his budget. I think if he needed extra money, we would have voted it, but it's just purely from an accounting point of view within government. It's not good to keep on adding extra approvals when they're not required.
What is the current regulatory situation? There was an advertisement to find a person for the post. Any knowledge of whether we can expect to see someone in post soon?
As an
actual communications regulator?
Yes, I understand that the post has been offered to someone. I think, obviously, I'm not clear on exactly where we are with contract signing, etc. Mm. But they're expected to arrive in, I think, September or October.
And part two of that interview with MLA Spink will be on tomorrow's news.